I received this beautiful little prayer when watching a show I hadn't even planned on watching, and it was just a quick little prayer by a praise and worship leader, and it just so excited me. I just wanted to share it with you. And it's like, Lord, give us singleness of heart. So, Lord, captivate, fascinate, and saturate our hearts. Mm-hmm. And that's what I pray tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not a Bible scholar, but I thank the Lord for all His Word. And I thank you all for being obedient to His Word. And one thing I did want to share, because Linda, you had given me a vision that you had seen, excuse me, back in December. And you saw a woman with a kerchief on her head, and you were told that it was me. And dripping from my fingers was liquid oil. And you heard that retirement is not an option. There are more things to do. Hallelujah. That door is shut. Now, what's interesting is, you know, that I was laid off from my job back a little more than a month ago. Praise God. And I've been like, what do I do? Lord, I don't have anything in my heart that's... because I love doing flowers. I mean, that's like the Lord, you gifted me with that, and I'm kind of like, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be a cashier. I don't want to be a waitress. Lord have mercy, I don't want to be a waitress again. Excuse me. But what I do want to do is do what He wants for me. But I don't have a vision. I don't have a dream. And we're all kind of told by a lot of teachers that we're supposed to have a vision for what God wants us to do. And we're supposed to have a dream in our heart of, yeah, this is what I, you know, oh, I want to be a missionary. I want to do this for the Lord. I want to be, you know, like a worship leader. I want to, you know, feed the hungry. I want to, you know, go work in soup kitchens. And it's like, Lord, yeah, there's all these things that I want to do. But I don't have a single vision. I don't have a single focus on a certain area of ministry or a walk. And that's something that, speaking with a sister in Christ not all that long ago, we were talking about that verse from Proverbs, without vision, the people perish. Funny thing is, I looked up the word vision, the Hebrew, because it's in Proverbs, so therefore it's in Hebrew. So I went to the lexicons, I went to the concordances, I went to all this to find out what the word vision was all about. And the word vision does not mean that thing that we're supposed to be doing, that mission trip, that soup kitchen thing, that, you know, whatever thing we think we're supposed to be doing. The word vision means knowledge, word of God. It does not mean that thing. In the Old Testament times, without knowledge of God's word, without knowledge of God, the people would perish. So it's totally, totally hooked up with the verse from Hosea, which says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And it's, so, I mean, I'll tell you something, when I looked that up, I was extremely relieved. It was kind of like, no, phew, you know, I guess I'm off the hook. But not really. God always has a plan for us, and He's always preparing us. And that's one thing that I really believe is going to get us through, because knowing that He has the plan, Jeremiah 29:11-13, it's, you know, He has a plan. He has a future. So that's what's to give us hope. His hope. You know? Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And so right now, for me at least, I'm in what was described by an incredible teacher, Larry Randolph, what he was talking about when the Lord closes a door, before he opens the next door, we're in the hallway. Okay, Lord, what do I do in the hallway? You know, it's kind of like there might be a lot of doors, there may even be a couple of windows, but it's like nothing's opening. I'm standing here in the hallway. What am I going to do? And it's he referred to it as the hallway of uncertainty. And I'm like, oh, thank you. That's a wonderful thing, Lord. But it's like I'm not going to get busy thinking, well, if I do this like so-and-so did it, or if I do that like so-and-so did it, maybe, you know, the door will open. What I have to do is just keep following the Word. Keep listening to the Lord. And put as much of me in the back. That's... What, oh, the other thing he said that I really liked, we are born original, but we often die a copy. You know, it's like, that's where this whole thing about vision comes in. I don't want to have the same vision as somebody else. I mean, I can't have the same vision as somebody else. Like, granted, it's wonderful to want to be a missionary. It's wonderful to want to feed the hungry, to teach, you know, people. It's wonderful to dig wells. I mean, if the Lord wants me to go, He's going to give me the desire. He's going to give me whatever He's going to facilitate whatever. I mean, if I am just to be a facilitator and support ministries that do that, then, I mean, and support them monetarily as well as intercessory prayer-wise, yes, definitely. But, so right at this point in time, my future, my dreams for my future, is what God wants for my future. And one thing in the Psalms, it refers to deep calls unto deep. What the Lord has pressed into me recently is deep calls unto deeper. I want to go deeper, Lord. Yes, your heart's desire for me, Lord. Your vision for me, Lord. And another point that I want to make is that at my age, which is over 50, double five, double grace, hallelujah, I'm kind of saying, Lord, why didn't I feel this way 20 years ago when I was younger? And, I'm feeling like I'm watching these concerts, you know, with wonderful Christian on fire young people, and I'm like, yeah, I want to go. I want to do these things. I want to be a part of this, Lord. Oh, my God, you're an old lady. And I'm not an old lady. But that's another thing that the Lord's been showing me, that I am part of the Joshua and Caleb generation. Thank you, Lord. And we are the ones that are to facilitate Joel's army. So if you're over 40, you're part of the Joshua and Caleb generation. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm 55. I still want the mountain. As long as that's what the Lord wants for me, I want the mountain. If He wants me by the riverbank, you know, I'll go by the riverbank. But I want to forge on for Him. Thank you, Lord. But I just had all these notes here because He kept on just over the past couple of days, I've just been writing down all these things because he's just been just showing me just about dream, what your dream, what your desire, what your vision should be. And it's to seek him for who he is, not for what he does and what he gives. Seeking God more. Because it says seek the kingdom first. But the kingdom is now. It's not just first, it's now. And that's what we're living in. That's what we're walking in. So I'm praising and thanking him for that. And I pray God doesn't give me what I want, that he gives me only what he wants for me in his timing to birth his dreams and his visions for me. Thank you, Lord. I'm just so amazed at what he shows. And like how vision in the Old Testament also meant divine communication. Ooh, that just sounds so good to me. Divine communication. I just love him when he talks like that, you know. And also in the New Testament, which is in the Greek, it is a sense of sight. Not just sight, but a sense of sight. And I know that sometimes when I was very new to this sitting down and kind of like soaking and waiting for the Lord to speak to you, and the first time I actually had a sensation and like a picture kind of popped up in my head, and I'm like, is this really from God? And when I finally did speak it out, and that was at a Tuesday night intercessory before service, and I spoke it out, and literally the person sitting next to me said, I saw that too. And I was like, Lord, thank you. And so that helps to foster. So it was just like I had a sense, and that's, he's making it sharper and sharper every day, and I'm praising him for that. And anyhow, oh gosh, I've got so many Bible verses that I wrote down, and I know that I won't have time to do all of them, but to also know that we are called according to his purpose, and that a dream of ours, a vision that we should have, that we are his chosen. So we are called according to his purpose. And if you start looking up purpose in the concordance, you kind of go nuts because there's all, you know, ways of seeing purpose. And it's like, no. His purpose alone. That's what I want. His purpose only. Anyhow, but his purpose is my passion. And that's one of the things that I've been revisiting, is passion and purpose from a couple of years ago at a conference that I went to. And not only passion and purpose, but the passion and purpose for a hunger for the reality of God. And that comes about by knowing his word and sitting there wanting to be in his presence, wanting to be a part of the inner court, to live in the spiritual, not always in the outermost court or even in the outer court, but wanting to live in the realm of the inner court. The inward desire to be more, to achieve more, to live full and passionate, purposeful lives. This is what's to fuel our walk. It's a fire. That's how we really know what our purpose, our vision, our destiny, our dreams really are. That's how I see it, is in his presence, the inner court. What an incredible place that must have been in the tabernacle, even in the old tabernacle. Like Peggy, you had a vision on Sunday of the tabernacle in the wilderness. And just that, to be in the presence of the ark, which contained the glory of God at that time. I mean, we don't need to have a thing. But to have that thing and know that the Lord was there, it's like, wow. But this is where the Lord is. So we carry it with us all the time. We carry the presence with us. And to sit in His presence, of which a few of you know I have a very difficult time just sitting, waiting for the presence to show up. Hallelujah. But that's where I want to be. That's how I want to be. And the other stuff will come. The desires for the missions, for the different ministries, different things. I mean, the desire is there. But like I say, you know, Lord, give me the desire it, which I've had to do, because there are things like, and people that are in here have done those things, and I haven't necessarily done those kinds of things, but I've had smatterings of being and doing at different times, and sometimes it scares me a little. I'm just being honest. I don't always know how to approach things, but like I said, when it's from the Lord, He just catapults you, boom, into a situation.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. You got me here. You wanted me here. You're going to take care of it. If I try to, hello, walk into one of these things, it's, oh, man, you know, fall flat on my you-know-what, even though it's well padded. Hallelujah. A couple of other little points that I did want to bring out with this was that I just, I don't know if any of you like Star Trek. I kind of like Star Trek. What can I say? Star Trek, Star Wars. I've grew up on, not really a Trekkie, but I enjoy the movies. Okay, I enjoy stuff like that. I want to go where no man has gone before. Sorry, that's just the catchphrase. Hallelujah. As far as I want to. And, oh, yeah, the other show, Quantum Leap. I used to really like that show, too. But that's what I want to do. The Quantum Leap, to go where no man has gone before. To get out of my soul hindrances. To get out of my brain. Out of my fleshly laziness. And just jump out and move from glory to glory to glory with the Lord. That verse in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it always bothered me. I'm like, Lord, what is this glory? I mean, what kind of vision do we have for glory? What is it? You know, but it's moving the way, moving into what He wants for us. That's what's brought to glory. And so another, I have to quote Larry Randolph again. Be hungry for Jehovah surprise. Yes, be hungry for Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. Yes, but Jehovah surprise. Because you, when you want to get catapulted, when you want to take that quantum leap, when you want to go where no man has gone before, you have got to expect the unexpected. And I'm holding on. Okay, here we go. I mean, I'm not a person to go in on roller coasters or any of those kind of rides. I mean, I'm sorry. Just don't do those things. So it's like when the Lord wants to take me something on a ride like that, Okay. I would rather have a spiritual ride like that, I think, than a physical ride at this point, because I want to challenge the status quo in my life. Because that's what he does. So I want to give him permission to do that. To enlarge my spiritual and my mental environment. Hallelujah. Because God expects fruit out of season. And the only way we're going to get fruit out of season is to step out and find out as he leads us. And have to quote Pastor Kim, quoting the word, John 5:19-30. And I want to read those from the Amplified Bible, if I may. Hallelujah. Because I still love the Amplified Bible better than any other version. I guess because I like all the extra words, because it just explains things so well to me, for me at least. But verse 19 of chapter 5 says, "So Jesus answered them by saying, 'I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, but he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn.'" Thank you, Lord. "And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Mm-hmm. All things that he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. "I am able to do," this is verse 30, "I am able to do nothing from myself, independently of my own accord, but only as I am taught by God, and as I get his orders." As I get his orders. "Even as I hear, I judge, I decide as I am bidden to decide." That's a wonderful old word. Mm-hmm. "I am bidden. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision, and my judgment is right, just, righteous. Because I do not seek or consult my own will." Hallelujah. "I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself, my own aim, my own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me." Thank you, Lord. That's yummy stuff, too. Yeah, that's yummy stuff, too. So that's big goal. That is real big goal, is to do that. Not for my purpose, but for his purpose. Whew. Thank you, Lord. But I think that's about it. I think I've kind of just, like, touched on a bunch of things. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. One more thing. And as my spiritual mother, Joyce Meyer, would say, and do it all with a positive attitude. Thank you, Lord. No mumbling, no grumbling. All with a positive attitude. Praise on our lips and hearts. Hallelujah. Because... why? Because all things come together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all for being here tonight and thank the Lord for you. And share some love and hugs and whatever else he shows you to do. And thank you. And be blessed. Hallelujah.